Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. India slams Pakistan at United Nations, accusing it of hosting, training and deploying terrorists. A new round of direct peace talks between United States and Iran postponed amid killing of 21 people in Israeli strike on Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah later agreed to ceasefire. Afghanistan launches airstrikes on alleged ISIS-linked targets inside Pakistan. And in sports, Indian boxers assure 6 medals at World Boxing Cup in China. India has slammed Pakistan at the United Nations as it accused Islamabad of hosting, training and deploying terrorists. India called Pakistan a Frankenstein state that gets shocked when its own monster bites back. The remarks were made by Anupama Singh, First Secretary at India's permanent mission to the United Nations, yesterday after Pakistan and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation raised the issue of Jammu and Kashmir during the interactive dialogue on the UN High Commissioner's annual report.
This is the country where the sitting defense minister boasts of hosting, training and deploying terrorist state policy, and yet Pakistan calls itself a victim of terrorism. Indeed, a paradox which only Pakistan could sustain. It is a living example of a Frankenstein state which is shocked when its own monster bites back.
Ms. Singh said India categorically reject the baseless and malicious allegations made by Pakistan. She said Jammu and Kashmir was, is and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. India and ASEAN have strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. The 13th ASEAN-India Senior Officials Meeting on Transnational Crimes was held in virtual mode on Wednesday. Both sides condemned the heinous terrorist attack on 22nd of April 2025 in Pahalgam and the terror incident on 10th of November near the Red Fort last year. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that both sides emphasized the need to strengthen international cooperation to combat terrorism and transnational crimes in a comprehensive and sustained manner. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today met Minister of Interior and Safety of South Korea Yoon Ho-jung along with members of the Korean delegation at Parliament House complex in New Delhi. During the meeting, both leaders explored avenues for enhanced cooperation in technology, innovation, artificial intelligence, disaster management and infrastructure development. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal today virtually co-chaired the 14th session of the India-Uzbekistan Intergovernmental Commission in Tashkent with Deputy Minister of Investment, Industry and Trade of the Republic of Uzbekistan, Shohrukh Gulamov. In a statement, Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the Commission reviewed the full range of bilateral economic engagement and reaffirmed the strategic character of India-Uzbekistan relations rooted in historical and civilizational ties. In Nepal, a dormitory building for the Lowo Nyufug Namdrol Norbuling Monastic School in Lomanthang, Mustang district of Gandaki province, built with Indian government assistance, was jointly inaugurated today by Ambassador of India to Nepal, Naveen Srivastava, and Chairman of Lomanthang Rural Municipality, Tashi Norbu Gurung. The double-story dormitory was constructed under India's High Impact Community Development Project Program and implemented through the Lomanthang Rural Municipality. The Shanghai International Film Festival, SIFF, this year featured a record 7 Indian films across categories. The Indian films featured in the festival include Hunter's Moon, in which Annie gives it those ones, Umrao Jaan, Chandu Champion, Kalidas 2, Songs of Forgotten Trees and Full Plate. In a social media post, Indian Consul General in Shanghai, Pratik Mathur, expressed delight over the strong presence of Indian cinema at the Shanghai International Film Festival. He also extended his best wishes to Hunter's Moon, which is competing for the prestigious Golden Goblet Award, one of the festival's highest honors. The United Arab Emirates Federal Authority for Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security, ICP, has announced a final 30-day grace period for individuals previously exempted from overstay fines due to exceptional regional circumstances that disrupted travel earlier this year. The grace period began on June the 10th and will continue until July the 9th. During this period, eligible individuals can either regularize their residency status in the UAE or leave the country as per applicable procedures. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Peace talks between the US and Iran were called off today after intense fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, killing 21 people. Iranian officials didn't travel as planned to Switzerland, insisting that the fighting in Lebanon must stop before the talks can take place. US Vice President J.D. Vance also postponed his trip. Israel and Hezbollah later agreed to a ceasefire. A senior U.S. official said negotiators for the U.S. and Qatar worked out the deal with the help from Iran. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The ceasefire is being seen as an important step towards easing tensions across West Asia. The truce was secured after urgent efforts by United States, Qatar and Iran, following a sharp rise in fighting between Israel and Hezbollah that raised fear of a wider conflict. The ceasefire also supports ongoing diplomatic efforts between Washington and Tehran aimed at reducing regional tensions and ensuring smooth flow of trade through shipping routes. However, major challenges remain. Israeli forces continue to hold position in parts of southern Lebanon, while Hezbollah has insisted that Israel must fully withdraw. More talks are expected to be in the coming days if the ceasefire holds. But the situation remains fragile and any fresh confrontation could quickly undermine the latest peace efforts. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
A fresh wave of cross-border military action has sharply escalated tensions between Kabul and Islamabad. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense has claimed that it carried out overnight airstrikes on alleged ISIS-linked targets in Pakistan's Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provinces. In a post on social media, the ministry said important and designated targets were successfully hit and warned that Afghanistan would take decisive action against any threats to its security and stability. The developments come amid rising strain between the two neighbors. Earlier on June the 11th, Afghanistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs summoned Pakistan's Shah d'Affairs in Kabul to lodge a strong protest over alleged violations of Afghan airspace. It also accused Pakistan of conducting airstrikes on residential areas that reportedly killed 13 civilians. In Pakistan, 7 people have been killed and 8 others injured after heavy rains and strong winds battered parts of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. According to a local media report, roof and walls of several houses and shops collapsed in Paharpur city and nearby villages in Dera Ismail Khan district, following torrential rain and windstorms. Indian boxers continued their impressive run at the World Boxing Cup 2026 in Guiyang, China, assuring the country of 6 medals after a strong quarterfinal performance. In the women's events, Prachi advanced to the semifinals with a 4-1 win over Chinese Taipei's Shi Yi Wu in 57kg category, while in 51kg bout, Meenakshi defeated Kazakhstan's Alua Balkibekova 5-0. Meanwhile, in 48kg category, Jyoti and Jugnu in 85kg division had already assured India of podium finishes after advancing to the semi-finals. In men's category, Deepak outclassed Azerbaijan's Nabi Isgandarov with the unanimous 5-0 decision in 70kg bout, while in 55kg category, Nikhil also impressed with a dominant 5-0 win over Azerbaijan's Amin Mamdazdar to progress to the semi-finals. In badminton, India's Ashmita Chaliha stormed into women's single semi-final of the Macau Open in China today. Ashmita secured her place in the last 4 with a straight game victory over South Korea's Kim Min-sun, 21-16, 21-18 in the quarterfinals. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India slams Pakistan at United Nations, accusing it of hosting, training and deploying terrorists. A new round of direct peace talks between United States and Iran postponed amid killing of 21 people in Israeli strike on Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah later agree to cease fire. Afghanistan launches airstrikes on alleged ISIS-linked targets inside Pakistan. And in sports, Indian boxers assure 6 medals at World Boxing Cup in China. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.